Rows of old film studio buildings reflected in a shiny gold surface. As the surface turns, it's revealed to be the edge of a shield with the letters WB in its center. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Shafts of light shoot up through the gaps of a golden latticework symbol with a cross at its center. Legendary Pictures. Peter Hyman, an attractive man of about 40 with thick, dark brown hair, lies on his side in bed.
I just had the strangest dream. It's Friday. We're at the hospital, but it's not a hospital. It's a forest of sorts. And I know that because right next to you, there's a bear, a grizzly, cooling his feet in a stream. And all of a sudden, you begin to deliver, and I can't get to you, but the bear can. And next thing I know, he is holding our beautiful baby boy. And here's where it gets odd. He chews the cord. But strangely, I'm okay with it.
He's talking on a hands-free cell phone.
That's gotta be a good sign.
Due date. Still on the phone, Peter packs a suitcase.
Theodore loved it, but remember that article I told you about? Naming kids after famous people. I just don't want Teddy to think he's a failure if he doesn't wind up with his face. I'm not Rushmore.
Arthur. Oh, this was tough, because Arthur, it's mythological, round table, the whole deal, but the name game, remember that? The name game? Art, Bo Bart, Banana Fan of Fofart.
Brings us to Casey. This whole next slew of names, Casey, Jordan, Dylan, Drew, Taylor, Tyler, and probably mostly Skylar, are all names that could also be girls' names. I mean, why don't we just cut to the chase and call them Cindy?
He takes a cab to Atlanta Airport.
Yeah, Atlanta. I'm trying to get out of this place. Denver's where it's at, man. Mm. They got the whole underground government conspiracy thing going on there.
That's so?
I'm hearing a lot of chatter on the message boards.
Gotcha.
Guys are talking.
I should probably grab this, sorry. Hey, honey.
Hey, sweetie.
Did you get my message?
I did. I'm about halfway through it. I thought I'd take a little break.
Ha ha.
Look, I just didn't want you to think I was arbitrarily dismissing any of those names. You considered them carefully.
That's just such a big decision, you know?
I know. Clearly, you're taking it very seriously.
But more importantly, what are you wearing?
Armani Exchange.
I'm talking to my... No, that's just a driver, baby. Okay, listen, I'm about to be dropped off. I should go. I love you. Can't wait to see you.
I love you, too. Safe flying.
Peter's heavily pregnant wife, Sarah, hangs up.
Here you go. Perfect.
Peter opens his door and a station wagon smashes it off.
God damn it!
I knocked it right off.
Hey, man! You just hit my car! You stocked my door off, man!
Oh, man. Sorry about that. First things first, is everybody okay?
I'm in a town car. Don't you know airport protocol? Town cars have the right of way.
As the cab driver berates the station wagon driver, Peter gets his bags from the boot. A short, fat man of about 40 with thick, curly hair and a beard gets out of the station wagon. He carries a little pointy-eared French bulldog in his shoulder bag. He walks over to Peter. The station wagon driver is now on the offensive.
That right there is some serious damage. That ain't shit. I don't know what...
I mean, my brother-in-law is gonna kill me. I'm screwed.
You okay? Sorry about my friend. I think he's been drinking.
You smell a little boozy, too. You guys drinking and driving together?
Well, we haven't been drinking. I mean, we split a six-pack of 40s, but... You know what? My father always had a saying, when a day starts like this, it's all uphill from here.
That's actually incorrect.
No, my dad
uphill?
Used to say
it. No, it's all downhill from here.
But everybody wants to be up, nobody wants to be down, so it's all uphill from here.
But it's easier as you go downhill, so your dad didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Hey, Shelby, we good?
We're cool, man, I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Go get him, Hollywood!
Excuse me, sir, you mind picking these up?
I can't. You're not supposed to touch other people's luggage at an airport.
The guy walks off.
Handle your own baggage.
Peter collects up his things, which the guy had knocked into the road. A brown paper bag, a wheelie case, a briefcase, and a toy monkey. In the terminal, Peter sends his things through the x-ray machine. The operator studies the x-ray and calls to a colleague.
Bag check!
The brown paper bag.
This your bag, sir? Is there a problem?
I'm about to search it real quick.
Okay, please. Yeah, feel free.
A copy of Mad Magazine.
Mad Magazine? That's cute.
That's not mine.
This is your bag, huh?
That's not...
a marijuana pipe.
Jackpot.
That's definitely not mine. My bag got switched with this.
You packed your bag yourself, sir?
Yeah, but not that. I've never done drugs in my life. This is absolutely, this is crazy.